Hey everyone, and welcome to today's deep dive. We're going to be exploring NAN. It's this platform that's really making waves in the world of workflow automation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, whether you're a seasoned coder or just starting to dip your toes into this whole world of, you know, automation, this deep dive is for you. We're going to break down exactly what NAN is all about, why it's generating so much buzz, and how it stacks up against some of the big players like Zapier and Kinate. We've got a pretty interesting stack of sources here. We've got marketing material straight from NAN themselves.
Okay.
We've got some user reviews. We've got some in-depth comparisons.
Nice. Yeah. It's really exciting to see a platform like N8N emerge. I feel like it really addresses some of the pain points that people have been experiencing with existing workflow automation tools.
Yeah.
We're talking about cost, flexibility, and that desire for more control over your data and your setup.
Okay, so for those who are maybe new to this whole workflow automation thing, let's start with the basics. What exactly does it mean to automate a workflow?
That is a great question. Imagine you have a bunch of tasks that you do regularly.
Okay.
Maybe it's like saving email attachments to a specific folder or updating a spreadsheet with information from different sources.
Okay, yeah.
Workflow automation essentially lets you create a system where these tasks happen automatically without you having to manually do them each time.
Got it.
Yeah. And it saves you tons of time and mental energy.
So it's like having a tireless digital assistant working for you 24/7.
Exactly. And that's where NAN comes in.
Okay.
It's a platform that allows you to build these automated workflows visually using a system of nodes.
Nodes?
Yeah. Think of nodes as building blocks, each representing a different app or action.
Okay.
For example, you might have a node for Gmail, a node for Google Drive, and a node for sending a notification.
So I could create a workflow where like an email attachment is automatically saved to my Google Drive, and then I get like a notification on my phone.
Precisely. You just connect the nodes together in the order you want the actions to happen.
Oh, wow.
And Payton takes care of the rest. And the cool thing is, NAN has integrations with over 300 apps.
Wow.
So the possibilities are pretty vast.
That's impressive. One thing that really jumped out at me from the marketing materials was NAN's emphasis on being developer friendly.
Oh, yeah.
They even have built-in code nodes for JavaScript and Python.
That's a key differentiator for NAN. While it is designed to be user-friendly for anyone, it also caters to those who really want to like dive into customization and build highly complex automation.
Right. But let's be honest, most people, even if they're tech savvy, aren't necessarily looking to write code when they're trying to automate their workflows.
Absolutely. And that's where NAN strikes a really nice balance.
Okay.
You can get a lot done with just the visual workflow editor, just dragging and dropping nodes to create your automations.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need to, those code nodes are there waiting, allowing you to extend the functionality in ways that might not be possible with a purely visual approach.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it caters to both the no-code crowd and the hardcore coders.
Exactly. And don't forget the vibrant community behind NAN.
Okay.
Even if you're not a coder, you can find pre-built workflows and helpful tips on their forum.
Oh, wow.
It's like having a network of automation experts at your disposal.
Very cool. Okay, so NAN sounds pretty cool. But how does it actually stack up against the big names in the workflow automation space like Zapier?
That's a great question. While Zapier has been the go-to for many people, NAN positions itself as a more powerful and cost-effective alternative, especially for complex workflows.
Okay.
One of the biggest differences is pricing. Zapier charges you per task,
okay,
which can get really expensive if you have workflows with a lot of steps.
Right.
NAN, on the other hand, charges per workflow no matter how many steps it involves.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a workflow that's doing a lot of heavy lifting, NAN could potentially save you a ton of money.
Right. So if I have a workflow that's doing a lot, NAN could save me a lot of money.
Absolutely. And it's not just about cost.
Okay.
NAN has a few key features that give it an edge in terms of flexibility and power.
Okay. Like what?
Well, for instance, it has nodes like the merge node, the set node, and the split in batches node.
Yep.
These nodes allow you to do some pretty sophisticated data manipulation and workflow control.
Right.
Things that you might not be able to achieve as easily with Zapier.
Okay. So those nodes essentially unlock more advanced functionality. Could you give us an example of how they might be used in a real world scenario?
Sure. Let's say you're collecting data from different sources, maybe a web form and a spreadsheet.
Okay.
The merge node would allow you to combine that data into a single stream.
Gotcha.
Then you could use the set node to add specific values or modify the data before sending it off to another application. And if you need to process large amounts of data in chunks, the split in batches node can handle that efficiently.
That's a great example. It really shows how those nodes can empower users to build more sophisticated workflows.
And let's not forget about N8's self-hosting option.
Right.
You can actually run N8N on your own server, giving you complete control over your data and setup. This is huge for security-conscious individuals or organizations that have strict data privacy requirements.
Yeah.
Zapier, on the other hand, is strictly a cloud-based platform.
So with N8N, you have the option to keep everything in-house, which can be a major selling point for some.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that even with its free plan, N8N allows for unlimited users.
Right.
This is something that Zapier reserves for its higher tier paid plans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so N8N is definitely making a compelling case for itself.
Yeah.
Well, we have another contender in the ring, Make, formerly known as Integromat.
Right.
So how does N8N compare to Make?
This is where things get even more interesting.
Okay.
While Make is a strong platform with a lot to offer, N8N seems to edge it out in a few key areas. First and foremost, N8N's user interface is designed with developers in mind.
Okay.
It has a built-in JavaScript editor right within the platform, giving you the ability to customize your workflows with code directly.
So it's like having the best of both worlds, a user-friendly visual editor and the flexibility of coding.
Precisely. And while Make does have some coding capabilities, it's not as seamlessly integrated as it is in N8N.
Gotcha. And how do they compare when it comes to community support?
Another win for N8N here.
Okay.
Their community forum is incredibly active and responsive. Users and developers are constantly sharing solutions, tips, and pre-built workflows.
Nice.
It's a fantastic resource, especially if you're just getting started with N8N.
Awesome. So N8N seems to be ticking a lot of boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's cost-effective, flexible, developer-friendly, and has a great community.
It does.
Is there anything else that stands out to you about N8N?
You know, one thing that really impresses me is how N8N handles data storage.
Okay.
The way they've designed it, data is seamlessly stored within the workflow itself. You don't have to set up any external databases or worry about complex data management.
Oh, wow.
It's all handled internally, making it much simpler to work with.
That sounds really elegant.
Yeah.
How does Make handle data storage?
Make requires you to set up something called a data store, which essentially acts as a separate database.
Okay.
It's an extra step that can add complexity, especially for those who are new to workflow automation.
So N8N seems to be taking a more streamlined approach to data management, making it more intuitive for users.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anything else we should highlight about N8N?
Let's talk about user management. N8N keeps it simple with just two account types. Owner and member.
Okay.
This makes collaboration straightforward without getting bogged down in complicated permission settings.
Whereas Make offers more granular roles, which can be a bit overwhelming for some users.
Exactly. And while those extra roles might be necessary for larger teams, N8's simplicity is a welcome breath of fresh air for smaller teams or individuals.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our N8N deep dive. We've talked about the basics of workflow automation, N8N's key features, and how it compares to Zapier and Make. But there's so much more to explore. What are we diving into next?
Next, we'll take a closer look at some of N8N's more advanced features.
Okay.
Things like its debugging and monitoring tools, its AI integration capabilities, and its self-hosting options. We'll really get into the nitty-gritty of what makes N8N such a powerful and versatile platform.
Awesome. I'm excited to delve deeper into the world of N8N. We'll be back soon with more insights and analysis. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into N8N. In part one, we explore the basics of workflow automation and how N8N stacks up against its competitors. Now let's roll up our sleeves and really delve into some of the more advanced features that make N8N such a powerful tool.
I'm excited to dig a little deeper.
Okay, so first on the list, debugging and monitoring. These might not be the flashiest features, but they are absolutely crucial when you're building complex automations.
Right.
I mean, what good is a powerful workflow if you can't figure out why it's not working or track what's happening behind the scenes?
Precisely. And N8N doesn't disappoint in this area. One thing that I really appreciate is their visual debugging system.
Okay.
You can literally watch data move through your workflow in real time.
Oh, wow.
This makes it so much easier to spot any errors or unexpected behavior.
That sounds incredibly helpful. Yeah. It's like having X-ray vision into your workflow.
Exactly. And to make things even easier, N8N has this cool feature called data pinning.
Okay.
Imagine you're working with a workflow that involves fetching data from an external API.
Mm-hmm.
This can be really time-consuming, especially if you're testing and tweaking things.
Yeah.
With data pinning, you can save the output data of a node and use that saved data instead of making repeated calls to the API.
So it's like a snapshot of the data at a specific point in the workflow.
Exactly. This can save you a ton of time and headaches during development and debugging. And speaking of headaches, let's talk about error handling.
Oh, yeah. Error handling, everyone's favorite topic.
Inevitably, things will go wrong at some point.
Hmm?
A connection might fail or data might not be formatted correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
NNN handles these situations gracefully with its error handling flows.
Okay, break that down for me. How does NNN handle errors?
So instead of just failing silently and leaving you in the dark, NNN allows you to define specific actions to take when an error occurs.
Okay.
You can set up a workflow that sends you a notification, logs the error to a file, or even tries to retry the failed step.
So you're not just left like scrambling to figure out what went wrong.
Right.
NNN gives you the tools to proactively manage those errors and keep your automations running smoothly.
Exactly. And for those who really like to keep a close eye on things, NNN also has a very robust logging system.
Okay.
They even offer log streaming capabilities, so you can send your log data to external services for analysis and monitoring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so debugging and monitoring. Check. NNN seems to have all the bases covered there.
It does.
Now, let's talk about a topic that's been generating a lot of buzz lately. AI integration.
This is where things get really interesting. NNN is starting to incorporate some very cool AI capabilities that have the potential to like revolutionize how we build and interact with automations.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, so for example, they have this feature called Ask AI.
Right.
This is where you can literally describe what you want to achieve in plain English.
Oh, wow.
And NNN's AI will suggest code snippets or even entire workflows to get you started.
It's like having a personal automation assistant.
It is. Imagine you're struggling to figure out how to connect to a specific API or perform a certain task. You can simply ask NNN's AI for help, and it will guide you in the right direction.
That's a game changer, especially for those who might not be as comfortable with coding or are new to NNN.
Absolutely. And NNN's AI capabilities go beyond just code generation. They've also integrated with LangChain, a framework for building applications with large language models.
Okay, now that sounds a bit technical. Can you break that down for me?
Yeah, so essentially it means you can create AI-powered automations that can understand and generate human-like text.
Okay, I need an example. How could I actually use LangChain within NNN?
Sure. Let's say you want to build a chatbot that can answer customer questions based on information from your company's knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
With LangChain and NNN, you could create a workflow that takes a customer's question, feeds it to a large language model,
Okay. Extracts
the relevant information from your knowledge base, and then generates a natural sounding response.
That's amazing. It's like bringing the power of conversational AI right into your workflow automation.
And the beauty of NNN is its flexibility.
Yeah.
You can connect these AI-powered workflows with other parts of your automation ecosystem, pulling data from external sources, manipulating it with code, and creating truly intelligent and dynamic automations.
So NNN isn't just keeping up with the latest AI trends.
No.
It's embracing them and giving users the tools to create truly cutting-edge automations.
Absolutely.
Okay, now let's circle back to a topic we touched on earlier. Self-hosting.
Okay.
This is a big differentiator for NNN, offering users the ability to run the platform on their own servers.
It is.
So why is self-hosting such a big deal?
Well, self-hosting is a fantastic option for those who prioritize data privacy and security.
Okay.
When you run NNN on your own infrastructure, you have complete control over where your data is stored and who has access to it.
Right.
You don't have to rely on a third-party provider and trust their security measures.
And for organizations that have like strict compliance requirements, self-hosting can be a must-have.
Absolutely. And beyond security, self-hosting gives you the flexibility to customize NNN to your heart's content.
Yeah.
You can install additional libraries, tweak the configuration, and even modify the source code if you want to.
It's like having a blank canvas for creating your ideal automation environment.
Exactly. But let's be realistic. Self-hosting can be daunting for some people, especially if they don't have a lot of experience with server management.
Right.
Is it really feasible for the average user?
Good question.
NNN has made the self-hosting process surprisingly straightforward.
Huh?
They offer excellent documentation and support, and their community is always there to help. They even provide pre-built Docker images, which make it incredibly easy to get NNN up and running on various platforms.
So it's not just for like tech wizards.
Nope.
With a little bit of effort, anyone can set up NNN on their own server.
Absolutely. And don't forget the cost savings.
Oh, yeah. Cost is always a factor.
Self-hosting can be significantly cheaper than using a cloud-based platform, especially if you already have existing infrastructure in place.
So it's a win-win. More control over your data and potential cost savings.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about another crucial aspect, security.
All right.
We've already touched on how self-hosting can enhance security.
Mm-hmm.
But what about NN's built-in security features?
N8N takes security very seriously.
Yeah.
First and foremost, they're an open source platform, which means their code is publicly available for anyone to inspect and audit. This transparency helps build trust and ensures that any potential vulnerabilities can be quickly identified and addressed by the community.
Transparency is definitely a good sign. It shows that they're not trying to hide anything,
yeah,
and they're confident in the security of their platform.
Exactly. And they encrypt data, both in transit and at rest, using industry standard encryption protocols.
Okay.
This means your data is protected, whether it's moving between nodes in a workflow or stored on your server.
And for those who are working with particularly sensitive data, NA10 offers the option to store credentials in secure vaults, further enhancing security.
Right. And of course, they have robust user access controls, allowing you to define granular roles and permissions to ensure that only authorized users have access to specific workflows and data.
Okay, so NEN seems to be hitting all the right notes when it comes to security. They're transparent.
Yeah.
They encrypt data. They provide granular access controls.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, looking ahead, what are your thoughts on NEN's potential for growth and evolution?
I think NNN is in a really exciting position right now.
Okay.
They're constantly innovating, adding new features, expanding their integrations, and their open source nature means that the community is also actively involved in shaping NNN's future.
It's like a collaborative ecosystem where everyone benefits from the shared knowledge and contributions.
Exactly. And NNN is incredibly responsive to feedback. They really listen to their users and take their suggestions seriously.
Yeah.
This user-centric approach gives me confidence that NNN will continue to evolve and adapt to the ever-changing needs of the automation landscape.
So if someone is considering investing their time and resources into learning NNN, it sounds like a pretty safe bet.
I would say so. It's a powerful, flexible, cost-effective platform with a bright future ahead of it.
And on that note, let's take a short break to let all this information sink in.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll wrap up our N8N deep dive with some final thoughts and key takeaways for our listeners. Stay tuned.
Stay with us.
Welcome back. We've spent this deep dive really getting to know NA, from its user-friendly interface to its powerful features.
Yeah, a lot to cover.
Like AI integration and self-hosting. But now for the most important part, what does all this mean for you, our listener?
That's the question, isn't it? We've thrown a lot of information your way.
Right. Nodes, workflows, automation. It can seem like a lot.
Exactly. But it's more than just the tech specs, right? It's about how this can actually change your day-to-day.
Yeah. How can this make your life better?
Think about those tasks that just steal your time and your focus. Maybe it's constantly transferring data between spreadsheets or manually sending follow-up emails.
Or even more complex stuff, like we said, grabbing info from websites or building a basic chatbot.
Those are exactly the kinds of things NN can handle for you.
Right, and it frees you up, right?
Absolutely. Mm. The more you automate, the more freedom you have to focus on what really matters.
That's what really resonates with me. It's not just about being more efficient, it's about reclaiming your time and mental energy.
Yeah, totally. Imagine a world where you're not bogged down by these like little repetitive tasks.
Mm-hmm.
You can be more creative, more strategic, and more present in other areas of your life.
So for our listener out there, what's one thing, if this has sparked an idea, what's one thing they could automate right now that would make a difference?
That's a great challenge. It could be something small, like automatically backing up important files.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're ready to tackle a bigger project, like building a workflow to streamline their business processes.
I love that. Whatever it is, the beauty of NNN is it really empowers you to take control and make it happen.
Yeah, you have the tools.
You don't have to go it alone.
Definitely not. We've talked a lot about the NNN community, and it really is a valuable resource. Whether you need help troubleshooting a problem, finding a pre-built workflow, or just bouncing ideas around, the community is there to support you.
It's a great place to start. So if you're feeling inspired to dive into the world of automation, we definitely encourage you to check out NNN's website.
Yeah, their forum's great too.
In the community forum, there's a wealth of information and support available.
And don't be afraid to experiment and get creative. The possibilities with N8N are truly endless.
Well, on that note, it's time to wrap up our N8N8 deep dive.
It's been fun.
We hope you found it informative and insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
I hope so too.
And remember, the power to automate is in your hands. Mm. Go out there and create something amazing.